Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Ed Joyce. Good morning, everyone. This is Howard Miller for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum from Chicago, Illinois, where I'm very proud to boast about the weather today because it's one of those ideal, cool, crisp, sunny fall days. Sort of makes you feel like smudge pots are in the air and the footballs and all the rest of the wonderful things about fall. Even to the colored leaves, and I presume that Jack Frost will be doing his job on them very shortly. We're going to start out today before we introduce our guest star, who, by the way, is the fabulous Miss Betty Johnson, who, as far as I'm concerned, is one of America's chief gifts to the world of music, and a star of the Victor Record Company, also a star of the Breakfast Club on another network. We're going to present her in our interview session because she's right here in the studio with us. But before we do, I want to play a record that's rather significant in the life of the Columbia Record Company and also in the life of Mr. Frankie Lane, and I presume you'd have to admit Mitch Miller, too. Because when Mitch Miller, who is the artist and repertoire director of the Big C label, left Mercury to go over to Columbia, the one artist that he wanted to take with him was Frankie Lane, a Chicago-born singer who has certainly done tremendous things in the world of music. But it required, of course, that the Columbia people had to offer Frankie a substantial guarantee. So it was on the basis of Mitch's own personal recommendation to the Columbia people that they guaranteed Frankie Lane one of the biggest contracts in the history of the industry. And so it was necessary, of course, paramount to absolute necessity, that on their very first record they make a hit to make both Frankie and Mitch look good under the new banner. The fact that they did is proven by the sales notation, which proves that Jezebel sold well over 2 million copies. Here is that famous record from the Atom of Collectors.
Without a pair of horns, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. If ever an angel fell, Jezebel, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. If ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, grieving me, leaving me blue, Jezebel, it was you. If ever the devil's plan was made to torment man, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. 'Twould be better had I never known a lover such as you, forsaking dreams and all for the siren call of your arms. Like a demon, love possessed me, you obsessed me constantly. What evil star is mine that my fate's design should be? Jezebel, if ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, grieving me, leaving me blue, Jezebel, it was you. If ever the devil's plan was made to torment man, it was you. Night and day, every way, Jezebel, Jezebel, Jezebel.
That's Frankie Lane with that famous record of about 5 years vintage called Jezebel. You know, every morning about this hour when we're playing records and talking to our famous celebrities, our guests of the music world, thousands upon thousands of salesmen are traveling the concrete ribbons of this great country. And to those gentlemen of sales, let me suggest that you keep a package of Wrigley Spearmint on hand always by the car that you're driving. You see, it helps keep people alert and wide awake, helps to relieve drowsiness, and so it's a real help to the man behind the wheel. And, of course, Wrigley Spearmint is always so delightfully refreshing. I hope you'll think about it the very next time you stop for a tank full of gas. You just ask that attendant there if he doesn't have Spearmint chewing gum and make it Wrigley's, the finest in all the world. You see how much faster those miles fly by from one town to the next and increase your sales because it'll increase your happiness. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, there's nothing finer. Well, we're tremendously pleased and proud today to have a young girl singer that we have felt for a long, long while is going to hit the jackpot and become a star of the industry. And certainly she has, because it was about 6 or 7 months ago that from out of Opossum Walk Road, North Carolina, believe it or not, that's a town, Miss Betty Johnson came to this town to take over the top singing role in the famous Breakfast Club, a show on another television and radio network. Very pleased to have Betty in the studio this morning. And Betty, it is right, Opossum Walk Road, isn't it?
That's certainly right.
Where is that town?
Well, the town is about 18 miles northwest of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Is it very big?
Well, three farm families.
Three farm families, two others besides the Johnsons?
Two others besides
Betty, them. Actually, your career started in music long before Victor Records found you and long before Mr. Don McNeil found you and exposed you to the waiting American public. Where did it begin? In Opossum Walk Road?
Well, actually, it began in North Carolina, and we worked on a CBS affiliate there, WBT, and they're listening to us this very minute down there.
Sure, they're carrying the show.
And we actually started singing when we were quite young. I was 5 years old when I started professionally. My family sang in churches and all around for different, you know, church suppers and things. And
yes, and you were billed as the Johnson family.
That's correct.
And who did it include, Daddy and Mother and who else?
And my three brothers. My oldest brother, Kenneth, and my younger brothers, who are twins, Bob and Jim.
Well, now, do you still record or do you still work professionally
as
the Johnson family?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, we have a pretty successful record out now called Shifting Whispering Sands.
Did you do that?
Yes, we did, and Daddy does a marvelous job on the recitation.
Well, I am embarrassed for my ignorance in the matter. I thought that I received all the records that came out, but
well,
apparently
I must get this
that.
One for you, because actually we are on the country and western label
oh,
of Victor, you see.
And it probably wasn't released to the pop disc jockeys across the
That's
country.
That's true. Well,
I like to hear Daddy does the recitation.
Oh, he does a great job.
Daddy really must be listening right now.
He is listening.
But if Daddy weren't listening, I'm sure you'd be just as high in your praise of him because you always have been. Well, Betty, now, besides the Johnson family of singers, you also, of course, record as a single for Victor.
Yes, I do.
But in a decidedly different idiom of music. Now, which do you prefer, the church music, the folk music that you have established yourself with as a member of a family, or as a single performer on the pop side of
well,
music?
Well, I just prefer performing. I would love to sing anything at any time.
Uh-huh.
I'm just as home at home singing a hymn as I am singing a rock and roll.
Yes, well, actually, you get that opportunity on your radio network show,
I do,
don't you?
And I have always had that opportunity in all my work, it seems. I've just been lucky in that way, I think.
Yes. Is there a similarity in your mind to gospel music, to pop music? I've always thought
there's
that there
a tremendous similarity. I think that, as a matter of fact, this morning I did a very pop song, and to me it was like singing a spiritual. I thought I was singing a spiritual, and the hand clapping and the you know, the rhythm, the beat. It's all the same.
Yes.
I really feel that way.
Do your folks live right there on a farm in Opossum Walk?
Oh, yes.
They're not professional singers in the sense that their sole income comes from that.
No, that's true. We have always farmed. We have always farmed, and when I was singing 2 radio shows a day and going to school, I was still a farmer's daughter, and I still came home and milked the cows and did all the chores at home.
You were the girl behind the farm.
Well, no.
How big is the farm, Betty?
Well, it's under 100 acres. It's about... I really never knew.
Well, is
the
that
acreage.
Tobacco country? You don't have tobacco.
Well, we are primarily truck farmers. We make most of our money selling vegetables to the city folks.
Oh, I see. And then you drive the truck back in, or do you?
Well, we have an A-Model Ford that we drive in. That we take our vegetables into town.
I think that's wonderful that you should be so talented, be able to milk a cow one day and record for Victor Records another day.
Well, it really is. I'm sort of a Cinderella whirl when I'm working and when I'm recording, because actually my background is an awful plain one, and I think I'm very lucky to be recording and to be singing.
Well, Betty, Victor is very lucky to count you as one of their many, many girl singers that they have. As a matter of fact, I think that the importance of this song lies not in the title, but rather in the lyric, because it's a beautiful story. I think a person is a little bit steered away from it by the name of it, but it certainly does not...
It was shocking to my folks, too, I can tell you that.
I bet it was, because here it is, Betty Johnson, in a new Victor record she made called I'm a Sinner.
¶¶
I'm a sinner. If love is a sin, I'm a sinner. If stealing a kiss is stealing, I'll return every kiss to you. I plead guilty. If love is a crime, then I'm guilty. If begging for love is begging, I'm a beggar because of you. Be my judge and be my jury and tell me honestly what should be my penalty for love in the first degree. I'm a sinner, but I don't deny I'm a sinner. If breaking a heart means nothing to you, I'm a sinner, but I don't deny I'm a sinner. If breaking my heart means nothing to you, then you're a sinner too.
Betty Johnson with a fine victory recording called I'm a Sinner. Betty, I'm quite positive that you're the biggest thing that's ever happened to Possum Walk Road, North Carolina, since Bossy had a calf. Anything else ever happened down there that's truly exciting besides sending people out to the world to become stars of music?
No, except the first time I came to the big city, I was on a big network show like this one, and my line was, hello, everybody, I'm Betty. And I said, hello, Betty, I'm everybody.
That's wonderful. Betty, I can't think of a way to top that one, so I think it's best just to sign off. The only way I could possibly top it is, of course, the way you can top off your day or your evening hours by having Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Will you make certain, please, that you get some? There's not a more delightful repast in all the world. When you're watching television at night, when you're listening to the radio during the day, perhaps cleaning the house, minding the kids, or driving around like we said the salesman a short while ago, always find themselves pleasantly refreshed with the most delicious taste in the world, Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Thank you very much, Miss Betty Johnson, from Victor Record Company and also from Don McNeil's Great Breakfast Club. This is Howard Miller from Chicago saying thanks very much for being a part of our show. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time. Until then, chew Wrigley Spearmint and have a wonderful day, will you? Bye, all.
Just heard the Howard Miller Show, music on records, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Russ Miller from Alan Dick's Restaurant in New York. This is the CBS Radio Network.